It's the book everybody's talking about. Acclaimed author Clark Garrison lays it all on the line in his new book on how to survive the next 365 with real-life accounts of success and failure. And it's not only Clark Garrison's story, but it's yours as well. Order your book today at survivethenext365.com. And now, tune in bi-weekly to find out how you can discover the unique journey that you possess, along with the greatness in you. Join author Clark Garrison on Blog Talk Radio bi-weekly to help you figure out your personal blueprint on surviving the next 365. Learn the art of believing in the power within you with Clark Garrison. It's the hottest book on the planet, How to Survive the Next 365 by Clark Garrison. Order your book online now at survivethenext365.com or call 866-642-9125 and tell them to rush your order by author Clark Garrison on How to Survive the Next 365.
Hey, good afternoon, and welcome to Blog Talk Radio's The Conversation. I am your host, DK Garrison, coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia, where it's probably, I don't know, 80 degrees outside. I know, right? Hey, this show is based on the need to provide America with a dose of positive energy, and we've got an outstanding lineup who's going to do just that today for you. Hey, if you are listening via the internet and you'd like to ask any of our guests a question, or if you're hanging out in the chat room, just dial the number 917-932-1078. That's 917-932-1078. Be sure to hit the number one button to speak to the host. That's me. Phone lines are filling up. Thank you so much. Shouts out to Robert Blake for producing that intro. Is it me or did he say my name like 6,000 times in that intro? I guess that's what you're telling me. I don't know. Hey, we are at 6-day countdown to our 100 show celebration event. It goes down October 22nd in the APL at Cats Cafe. Starting at 6 p.m., the live remote show begins. I hope to see all my Atlanta listeners in the house, and we have over 30 previous guests coming back to tell us how they have been able to provide their 365. We've got 8 independent artists performing, including our guest today, poet, actor, singer, and thinker, Mr. Raphael Ashanti. On this show today, we also have mobile and local internet marketing guru, Ms. Cheryl Lynn. Okay, but first up, actress, fashion designer, and speaker, fabulous Miss Dominique Nicole will be in the house. And we'll be right back after this commercial break. You are listening to The Conversation.
If you have elementary age kids, boy, do I have a book for them to read. It's called Dana the Procrastinator. Dana is an 8-year-old boy who loves to waste time, but his procrastination catches up with him when he realizes that he missed out on his own surprise Well, I can't tell you. Anyway, check out this book at www.kidsread.com. That's www.kidsread.com and available on Amazon.com. You're going to love the illustrations and the audio-video CD-ROM, Dana the Procrastinator.
Hey, we are back just as I promised. Hey, my first guest, man, she has lived her life by simple testimony. We are all fearful and wonderfully made by God, the master designer. So love yourself and others the way Christ has loved you. Being a designer, model, actress, speaker, philanthropist, and biotechnology account exec, say that three times, for genetic cancer, for hereditary cancers, places her in an elite list of true leaders in the world. Please welcome, without further ado, one of the best names I've seen, Ms. Dominique Nicole. Dominique, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. I want to say, I'm often the person that books for these shows, so I'm constantly on the lookout for unique, positive people everywhere I go, and I'm not exactly where I found you first, but you are a very busy woman doing great things. And it was not until I heard you speak and that I could hear your passion that I knew I definitely had to get you on this show. So thank you for being a gracious guest and coming on.
Oh, thank you so much, Clark. I appreciate the opportunity to be able to be on your show and you giving us a platform to be able to be heard so our voice is actually vocal in the community. I mean, this is an opportunity that I'm very thankful for with you, so thank you.
You are welcome. That's right. We are broadcasting live in Japan. Actually, right now as we speak, it's yesterday. No, I'm just joking. but we will be. We will be soon. Hey, beyond what I announced earlier about you, if you don't mind, who is Dominique Nicole?
Dominique Nicole. well, you know, I am a person that really just wants to serve God in all that I do. That's really who I am. I mean, I really believe that we were brought here for service. We were really brought here to give and to love each other. And in whatever way we can do that, you know, in each day, it's like a blessing to be able to have that opportunity. And we've been blessed with great talents and gifts. And if we continue to practice and continue to work at our gifts, I believe we will be a tremendous blessing to others. So that's who I am. I'm a person here just like everybody else, willing and hoping that I can help someone's day be brighter.
You're willing to pull your sleeves up and get out there and help someone. That's outstanding. Hey, you said your extensive modeling career helped define who you are. First, can you share some of those experiences? And second, how exactly have they influenced you?
Well, you know, what's funny is that most people think that models are just these, you know, these pretty girls that really don't have any brain or any common sense, you know. It's interesting to me the way people treat girls that are models, or men, too, that are models. You know, they kind of, you know, just push people around, you know, because you are a product, right? We're really here to make sure that person's brand is being represented the way that they see or envision it. And I, you know, entered that industry and, you know, got pushed around pretty much and woke up one day and said, I have a voice and I need to be heard and I will not compromise myself just because I love this industry so much. You know, what do I really love more? And I figured out that I love myself more.
Yeah.
And so in that, I started to work with younger people to help them not compromise themselves in the industry so that they would not do anything to get into it, but would respect themselves and be able to see, you know, what God really brought him here to be and their purpose. So I realized that once I discovered that my voice was the most powerful thing, that my words, that what I was speaking was the most powerful thing that I ever had, I started to nurture those gifts. And so that's why the modeling really, I mean, it really helped me. I mean, because you get pushed around so much, and you really, really have to learn how to say no and to stand strong. So that's what created the platform for me.
Well, you mentioned your gifts, and I want to touch on just one of them right now. Where did your love for creating and designing come from, and how did you choose jewelry as your primary medium?
Well, the designing just came to me naturally. I started, making these turquoise bracelets. I made these bracelets and I gave them away, and I just thought it was so cool to be able to make something by my hands and to be able to give it away. And then I always was in love with Chinese calligraphy, and I got these faith believe earrings that I thought were so cool. So I made a mold and I put Chinese calligraphy on the back. I said, I'll make flashcards. And I made these flashcards and they made them into earrings. And then I started giving those away. And I was working with cancer patients at that time, and they loved them. And they were like, oh, wow, you give these away? I was like, yeah, it's the thing to do, It's like I made it and I'm able to give it. And I thought it was the coolest thing, And then one day a lady said, honey, I believe you're an artist. I said, oh, really?
Wow.
And I found out that my grandmother made jewelry and big hats. She was well-known all over St. Louis for the big hats and her jewelry, and I didn't even know that. So it was in me. It was something that was in me that I didn't even know about.
Wow. It's amazing how those kinds of traits are passed down through our genetics, even when we don't even know it. So, wow, that's an awesome story. I've seen some of your jewelry. By the way, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to give you a chance to visit her website. It is amazing pieces. We are talking about, little five and dime pieces here. These are awesome. I can't believe you were giving them away. I should have been around when you were doing that.
Believe you, I still do it. My accountant would say, there needs to be more balance, but I still give it away.
Right. Well, let's switch gears a bit. I want to talk about Life and Love Foundation. This is something that you're very proud of, isn't it?
Oh, yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. It's, it's a platform to give all these children the gifts that I didn't have. And I didn't know as a young girl that the performing arts and designing, I had no idea about these different performing arts schools and different ways to learn about technology to enhance your gifts in these areas. And so I wanted to create a platform so that kids would have an opportunity to, get the education needed to excel to their highest potential in the performing arts and get them out of the streets, especially in the urban communities. And that's my goal, is to be able to create monies and scholarships and platforms for them to show off their talents and get them into these schools where they can really nurture their gifts in the appropriate way. It's what I didn't have, and I believe, through every pain in your life, it can create a destiny for someone else. And I think that's kind of how life works, if you allow it.
Well, as you just said, your mission essentially is to build strong communities through the arts. Is this because you found that those things are lacking in your community when you're growing up? Are these things that were missing, or were you privy to them and you realize that they're probably missing nowadays?
Yeah, well, I think that these days, because of the Internet, I think kids know about a lot more than we did. But, because it's out there, but then they don't have the resources to get to them, which is their challenge. And so that's where, we want to raise monies. But then also there are children, like when I was young, I really didn't know about it. Like I didn't really know much about the performing arts schools. All I saw was Fame, on television.
Right.
How do I reach that? It just seems so unreachable. Like you really didn't know much about that. So I help educate you know, kids about what's out there. And then, you know, also help them get to those platforms of what they're seeing on television and help, you know, raise money so that they can get there, build that bridge that is not there for those that are out there. Mm-hmm.
Wow. Now, in my intro, I spoke of being a biotechnology account executive for hereditary cancers. How did you find yourself here and why?
Well, you know, I just do not believe in this starving artist mentality. I never believed in that. I believe that every artist is an entrepreneur, and I thought it was so important to help artists realize that, you know, as an entrepreneur, sometimes you work in other industries to build the industry that you're in so that you can have a lifestyle that is, you know, applicable for you to have a family or whatever it is that you desire in your heart while you're building that platform. And I was so excited about this biotechnology industry because I've always been into technology. You know, I love the Apple computers. I love all of that. But this technology actually can identify the gene for hereditary cancer, breast cancer, colon, ovarian. And so it was very interesting to me about how they can identify this marker, which can help these doctors decide a preventative medical management for these patients. And it was interesting. So I went to Utah. They showed me how the technology worked, and I helped set up these cancer genetic programs within the hospitals within Georgia. So now we have a program in every hospital in Georgia where people can go and talk about hereditary cancers and get the knowledge, because the knowledge is the power. And then you can make make better decisions. Some people go get mastectomies, they get oophorectomies, they totally get these reconstructive surgeries without even knowing if they have a hereditary trait. I mean, they do this anyway.
Wow.
Yeah, by default, just thinking, okay, if I get the cancer off of me, then I have a better chance of living. But, you know, we know through faith all things are possible. And I just urge people out there, just go get educated about some things before you make those decisions. That's my main focus. But I love that because it helps me keep the arts in perspective. Working with cancer patients and working with these people, it helps me keep arts in perspective. In the art and in entertainment industry, it's a different kind of whirlwind going on. You know, we're constantly looking at ourselves, making sure that we look great, that we do this wonderful and all this. But when you get to the place of working with the patients that are smiling, even though they're getting chemo all day or they're going through all these different, you know, these different drug regimens just to stay alive, it keeps life in perspective big time for me.
Wow.
It really does.
You are certainly dynamic and versed in a lot of great things, and I know everyone can hear your passion as I did hearing you speak before. We can also tell that you're a wonderful speaker, which is also a platform you have. What's coming up next for Dominique Nicole?
What's coming up next right now is, you know, the hand of God is moving majorly in my acting career. I've been casted for several lead roles in different productions. One is a play called Love Isn't Crazy. It's produced and directed by Niall Jones, and it's going to be at the 14th Street Playhouse right after Thanksgiving, the 25th and the 26th. And there's going to be, I believe there's going to be three showings, and then we're going to travel with that. And then from there, I'm also working on a television series, and this is very exciting. It's produced by Gary Flanagan, and it's called Somerville. So I have a lot of things going on with film and television, as well as theater right now, so that's keeping me pretty busy.
Among other things, I see. So listen, I want you to come back right before the 25th and 26th event or your shows at the Playhouse so that you can just stop by and for a quick minute, you know, promote the event. We would love to support you, and I'm sure a lot of our listeners would love to come out and see you as a noble thespian.
Oh, I would love that. Again, I'm so thankful for this opportunity to have this platform, you know, to share our voice, you know, which will create our legacy. You have done a great job in doing that for us, so I thank you very much.
Well, thank you so much, Ms. Nicole, for sharing so much of yourself in this short time here on our show. For those who'd like to join you on your nonprofit journey, which is Life and Love Foundation, book you for a speaking event or purchase a piece from the Dominique Nicole Designs Boutique, where can they go?
They can go to DominiqueNicole.com, and that's DominiqueNicole.com. You know, I really believe that, you know, if people will, you know, especially with the internet, if they get connected in there, you can just open the door to so many things. From that website, they can connect to my nonprofit. They can connect to the online boutique for my jewelry, as well as booking for speaking engagements or roles for theater and television.
Perfect. I like the one house, one stop kind of shop thing. I got to work on that because I'm all over the place. Hey, thank you. Hey, also, last but not least, I want to invite you to come out if you're in town this Saturday. We are going to have a little shindig, as my mom and dad would say. It's going to be a great event. I'm going to invite, I'd like to personally invite you to come back out and hang out with us October 22nd at Cat's Cafe, 6 p.m., just to kind of say thank you to all of you who've been on the show and been a part of this journey with me on our 100th show.
Oh, I would love that. I would absolutely love that. And I will be there. If I'm not filming and I'm not in production, I will be there.
Well, outstanding. We will certainly send you the information. And thank you so much. That was Dominique Nicole in the house. Oh, man, what a first segment we've got on here. Hey, listen, I'm going to take a quick 30-second break. And when we come back, I'm going to talk to somebody who just called in, and then we're going to go to our next guest, Ms. Cheryl Lynn. You're listening to The Conversation.
You're enjoying The Conversation with G.K. Garrison on Blog Talk Radio. Just like thousands of people who tune in every week. And now, if you have a product or service, here's your opportunity to reach potential new customers. Want to know how? Call us for your professionally produced radio commercials that you can use here on the internet or on any other station. So call us at 646-504-1376. That's 646-504-1376. The Conversation with G.K. Harrison.
Hey, we are back. I'm sneaking this in. I hope you don't mind. It'll just take a moment. But I see we've got one of our sponsors for the event October 22nd this weekend at Cat's Cafe. Ms. Dawn Bedingfield, author, poet extraordinaire, is in the house. Dawn, welcome to the show again.
Hey there, Clark. How are you?
Fantastic. Well, you know, you're old, Ed. You're family now. You're family to the show. But I wanted to just take
you.
A brief second, Dawn, and say thank you so much for being a part of the conversation. You have given us support. You have shown us your talents and allowed us to have a little insight into your life and your journey you've had. So thank you for being a sponsor. Thank you for coming out and hanging out with us and making it a top-notch night.
Oh, it is absolutely my pleasure. I am so looking forward to it. I have friends that are coming, and it's going to be awesome. You and your group, your team at Survive 365, you all are just wonderful. You have been such a mentor and an influence in me because, as you know, when we first met several years ago, I was just a stay-at-home mom, writing, trying to get my books out there, and you all really believed in me. I mean, you really gave me support, and God has just blessed my career. I've had some struggles, some serious trials, but God has been with me, and you all just supported me 100%, 100% of the way. And I'm very thankful because God has shown me his hand and his blessing through you all in such a beautiful way. So it is absolutely my pleasure.
Wow, I am me and Jerry are totally humbled by that, and thank you so much. And I look forward to seeing you, man. Well, come on out, and I know you've got some company coming in town. We like out-of-towners in the ATL, so we've got a seat for you, and I can't wait to get you on live so I can try to embarrass you on live radio.
Of course. I wouldn't
all
expect
right,
anything less. Thank you.
Exactly. Hey, thanks for stopping by.
All right. You all take care.
All right. Well, Dawn Bedingfield, she's one of our sponsors for the show, so you got your sponsors, love, right? Hey, this guest hails all the way from Ontario, Canada. She's an entrepreneur helping entrepreneurs. My next guest is a mobile and local internet marketing expert, and she's here to give us some insight into why we need her and her company, Cheryl Lynn International. Please welcome, without further ado, Ms. Cheryl Lynn. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Clark.
Wow, you are officially now, by saying thank you, our first Canadian on the show. So I thank you, and my hat this tip to you.
Oh, I am so honored. Thank you so much. And I am truly inspired for the work that you're doing, Clark, and allowing us our messages to help others through God's work. So thank you so much.
Oh, it is my pleasure. I love doing it. Now, I know you're busy, so we're going to dive right into some really great information I've been reading on your website. I've had a few marketers on the show, but none have focused on mobile and local internet marketing. Can you give our listeners just a little, we're going to delve into it a little more, but some ideas of what that entails?
Absolutely. Mobile and local internet marketing, well, it's my mission and passion is the entrepreneurs of the world. And I'm here to inspire, teach, mentor, and help other entrepreneurs live their dream lifestyle in growing their business offline, but through bringing them more clients, gaining them more increase in revenues through mobile and local internet marketing strategies and tactics.
When did mobile marketing come about? You know, I consider myself old school, and you know, I still have one of those phones that is touch button. So, you know, maybe I'm just out of the loop, but when did it become a viable asset to have your phone act as, I guess, your sales and marketing device?
Well, it really took off in 2008. Google was the main brains behind that. It's been in Japan for many, many years, but it really became very strong in the marketplace for entrepreneurs to really start building this type of marketing into their offline marketing strategies in 2008 with the good hand of Google.
I should have known. One of the giants. Now, you do talk about local internet marketing as another way of optimizing your client base. When you say local internet marketing, you know, to me, I'm thinking internet is just this vast array of madness that's out there that nobody really has a hand on, which is probably a good thing. But you are specifically talking about locally. Is that your area, meaning more in your region? Like if I'm in Atlanta, I'm trying to reach all of the Atlanteans, or what does that really mean?
The local means within your own community. So
okay.
If we take a plumber and say if it's in Atlanta, it could be in Toronto here in Canada, we'll just hone in on that particular niche, Clark, of plumbers. Well, what we want to do is we really want to make them the number one local business for them, and that's driving foot traffic to their front door using mobile and local marketing, internet marketing, that is. And, you know, entrepreneurs are so busy, you know, working in their business, but there's a huge array of clients right at their front door with their mobile phones. And it just amazes me how many times I go into a particular store and I leave with no purchase, with them not even having getting my email address, not even giving my cell phone for them to continually to market to me. And, you know, mobile and local internet marketing is very, very, very cheap. It's just that, you know, businesses have not really tied the two together. And my mission in life is to help entrepreneurs tie these two together, because it can be very, very, very strong.
Wow, just listening to you describe that process is, because God knows I'm not doing any of that. It is a very viable, I guess it becomes an asset to have that information. And if you're not going to get it, somebody else is certainly going to get it.
Absolutely. You know, if it's not a business that's targeting this and actually blending the two marketing strategies together with their offline marketing strategies, they will definitely could lose potential business to their competition who are doing this. And let me just give an example, Clark. You know, it was actually in the summertime, and I'll just give you a brief story about this. You know, I had company over, we're sitting by the pool, and I had used a text keyword into a particular number when I was at a store, because there was one store I was at that really caught on to this mobile local marketing stuff. And I was sitting by the pool, and all of a sudden I got a text message from that particular store to say within the next couple hours they had 50% off. Well, I received that text, and
oh, wow.
I went to the person that was I had company in at that time, and I said to my family member, do you want to head over? It's not a store really that I normally buy shoes from. But I went, I got this message, and she said, sure, let's go. So with that text message, we went over. We actually bought shoes. We received the discount. But besides the fact of me buying, she bought too. So if we had not received that text and that tremendous opportunity of value, that store would have lost out that revenue. And we had spent in that particular day, we had spent between the two of us over $300. So even if, you know, that text message is, if a local business sends out a text message, which is cheaper than a stamp, and you're reaching your target market or even clients on the go, you take 10 clients like that coming back to a store, hey, within 2 hours, they would have received, you know, over $10,000 with the business. Or I'm sorry, 3,000, yeah, 10 clients of 300. So
it's
tremendous.
Oh, go ahead.
Yeah, sorry, it's tremendous opportunity for local business.
You touched on something I want to point out, and correct me if I'm wrong. You deal primarily with brick-and-mortar stores, though, or companies, correct?
Well, that is my primary focus. But I work with online businesses as well. I also work with a brand within a brand. So there's many different entrepreneurs that I work with, whether you're an online business, whether you're doing information products, whether you're working for MLM companies, doing a brand within a brand, or whether it is at local business. You can have one internationally, you know, focusing in and zooming in on their niche, or you can have a particular MLM business within a local community. So there's many, 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 many variables, but primarily, you know, when someone comes up and asks me what do? I mean, my passion is the local business.
And I want to say to me, because, I mean, I'm not that bright. All this sounds great, but it sounds like it's so difficult to set up. But if I understand this correct, I'm not sure if it is or not, but your company works, basically you do this for people, correct?
Absolutely, and we break it down for them. So, and what happens is we actually have step-by-step processes that we do for that local business, and we help bring more clients and increase revenue to them. And there is a way where they can actually bring that back into their business very, very smoothly. You know, then we get them to blog, we get them to be doing social media. We get them ranked the first page of Google, and it's very, very, very relatively cheap.
Now, I want to take the time right now to talk about what we kind of mentioned offline, is that you're offering something special to our listeners here on the conversation that are listening to this live and podcast. Can you go over a little bit about what they could get? I know we talked about a 30-minute consultation with you, right?
Absolutely. I would like to honor and the people that are really interested in moving forward in terms of a system and products and services that I can help them out with. If anyone today, actually, I'm going to extend it to your listeners there, Clark, that anyone that does purchase a program or services with us through our website, then what I'm going to do is I'm going to give them a free over $500 value, and that is I'm going to give them my free ebook, and I'm going to give them an hour of consultation of my services with them free. Now, if there's going to be entrepreneurs that really still don't, you know, with our show this afternoon, kind of have some more questions, if that's the case, I am willing to offer them a half an hour of free coaching with me, myself, not my team, that's with me, for your listeners.
That is huge. Thank you so much for that. And I know some of our listeners out there are probably frothing at the mouth to take advantage of that before. I know they got their pens waiting now. Where should they go to get more information about your company, Sherland International, some of the programs and services you have, so that they can take advantage of these two different types of specials you're allowing our listeners to be involved with today?
Well, Clark, they can go to www.CherylLynnInternational.com, and they can click on the icon that says products and services. And if they do, you know, want a little bit more information, I encourage them to send me an email at info@CherylLynnInternational.com. Put the word Survive 365, and they will get what I promised them.
All right. Big three, forgive me. I am typing this, trying to type it fast, in the chat room. All right. And that's info@CherylLynnInternational.com, correct? And
that's correct.
You want them to put in Survive 365.
365 in the subject line.
And all right, outstanding.
And I will make sure that I honor these free services for them.
Before I let you go, Ms. Lynn, I want to ask, you also do a lot of coaching and consultation. This is one thing I want to get. Now, you're in Canada, but someone here in the United States, even in Atlanta, can reach out to you and become a student, can be involved with your programs and services and your packages. That is correct, right?
Absolutely. We work with my coaching services and mentoring services are international, Clark, and I can help any business in the world. Provided they speak English.
That's the caveat. All right. Provided you speak English. All right. I should have known that. I mean, I've said Sherland International three times, but I just, you know, I'm a little slow, so I wanted to make sure I had all my facts right.
Yeah.
Well, wow. Thank you so much. It has been a pleasure and honor having you on the show. You certainly have extended some warm welcomes to us, and I love the packages. We'll be blasting these for the rest of the day, all day, to our listeners offline as well. So hopefully someone will take advantage of that, if that someone might be me. You just never know.
Thank you so much, Clark. And, you know, my passion is the entrepreneurs, because they work so hard in their business, and I want to help them live a dream lifestyle and be extraordinary, you know, wealth with abundance for them. So, and online can do that for them.
Outstanding. Well, you've certainly given me food for thought. And these are things that I didn't even think about in my own business world of being mobile and local, internet-wise. So thank you for giving me some valuable information today. And we hope to have you back soon. Maybe I can talk into, you know, between the next flights between Ontario and where you're at, Toronto, I believe you're at today.
Yes, I am at Toronto today. Thank you. Okay. I would love the opportunity, Clark.
Thank you so much. That was international marketing genius, Ms. Cheryl Lynn. Hey, we just had our first Canadian. I'm excited. Hey, don't go anywhere. Check this out. I want you to hear this song. Our next guest, we didn't plan for this, but we're going to play his newest, well, no, this is his last song he cut. He's got a CD album. I'm old school. I'll just call it album. He's got an album. It might even be a 33 and a third or quarter, whatever it was back then. Anyway, he's going to be playing, that's going to be coming out in the spring of 2012, and I want you to hear this great song. It's a ballad, and this is by Mr. Rafael Ashanti. You're listening to The Conversation. And the next we're out of sight. Okay, we are back. I am trying to work out just a minor technicality in the phone system. You know how it is. We are trying to get Mr. Rafael Ashanti on the line that works. Just bear with me. While we're waiting, I want you to listen to this other artist that will be there October 22nd and will be featured as one of our entertainers. His name is Mr. Norris G, and this song is Better Days.
Anybody out there?
are packed. I am regretting that we were not able to work that out. We're going to have to reschedule Mr. Ashanti. Well, he will be at our venue October 22nd, this Saturday. And I advise you to come out and hear this guy. He's a wonderful actor, singer, as you can tell. You've heard a cut previous. And he's going to lead us in a very interesting rendition of Frederick Douglass. That's right. He does these character portrayals, and he will be reciting one of Frederick Douglass's speeches on the White House. And I hear he's going to actually be dressed up like Frederick Douglass. So, wow. You know, he's just so you'll know, he's also working with Mr. Tommy Ford here in Atlanta on his Reverse the Lynch Laws, I believe it's a documentary that's going to be coming out. He's taking part in that and doing some fantastic things. I wish we could have had him on. But nevertheless, it's time to go. So, with that, you know, I always play my favorite song. That's right. We thank each and every one of you for hanging out with us. I want to give special thanks, if I can get it out, to my amazing guest today, marketing genius, Ms. Cheryl Mint, all the way from Canada. Love it. Speaker and designer, Dominique Nicole. And last but not certainly least, shout out to the boss, Ms. Sherry Smith. Hey, thanks all for coming by and hanging out with us. I want to thank everybody else who called in and hung out in the chat room. I thought I didn't get that answer for you. Bulldog 56, you left before I could get that out. All right. Well, I think I've said it ad nauseum. I want you to come out October 22nd, 970 Piedmont Road. Starts at 6 p.m. prompt. It'll be a live remote show. If you're lucky, you too can get on the air. We've got the paparazzi red carpet coming out. As I said, we've got over 6 independent artists. You heard Norris G. We've also got Deanna Dawn, Giselle Grayson, Sally Kita Kali, Tori Alamazi, and Andrea Kelly performing with you as well. Also, PR Experience, amazing jazz duet ensemble will be bringing it towards the end. We're going to do a couple sets. Over 30 VIPs will be stopping by. Hope to see you there. It's only $10. Our 99th show will be this Wednesday. And we'll feature attorney Yao Benazulu, author Gina Lake, and bump cookie owner Ms. Fran Sobey. But for now, remember, if you live life casually, you'll simply end up a casualty. Thank you so much for tuning in. We hope to see you Wednesday night. As always, I'm out.